Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Today's episode has been sponsored by Jay McLachlan. Jay McLachlan is a timeless lifestyle brand with incredible style and a spirit of connection. I am obsessed with Jay McLachlan and have been so honored that they are sponsoring my Zibbyverse tour. It just so happens that the tour goes to so many communities and areas of the country that have Jay McLachlan stores. And I love that the brand is philanthropic through Jay McLachlan's local and loyal programming, host store events to give back to organizations that are meaningful to Jay McLachlan's local communities. I also love the fact that the clothes are just so chic. They make me feel polished and modern, and the best part is that most of the line comes in fabrics that don't wrinkle. I especially love the dresses, the cashmere sweaters, the other sweaters. You'll see them all over my Instagram. I typically tag at Jay McLachlan, and so you can check it out. It is absolutely one of my favorite brands, and I am over the moon excited to be working with them. In fact, I want to share the love with all of you. Jay McLachlan is giving 20% off new customers and listeners of my podcast with special code ZIBBY20, capital ZIBBY 20. That's 20% off for new customers and listeners of the podcast with special code capital ZIBBY20. Take advantage of it today. My favorites are this white, open, long cashmere sweater that I've been wearing on every flight that I've taken on this tour. I have a blue with light blue horizontal stripe sweater, several dresses I even wore on Good Morning America. Check it out, Jay McLachlan. Thanks so much. Welcome to Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books with Zibby. I'm the host, Zibby Owens. I am an author. My latest is blank, pub date March 1st, a novel. I'm also a podcaster, obviously, a publisher, a bookstore owner, and so much more. If you love books, you're in the right place. In fact, we call it the Zibbyverse, or really, the LA Times called it the Zibbyverse, and we're going with it. Go to ZibbyOwens.com to learn more and follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens. Hi, listeners. Oh my gosh. Today's episode is about blank. In fact, this week is going to be a little bit self-serving because I am so excited to finally have a novel out into the world, and I'm hoping that the collection of episodes coming next will be exciting to you as well. I have different people interviewing me and talking about books and all of that. I thought that I would start this week off by reading you the first chapter of Blank. So if you have not read it on Amazon First Reads and you are waiting to get your copy, this Friday, March 1st, I will give you a little preview so you can get a little bit ahead. Also, if you haven't signed up, I have book events all around the country, which I know is crazy, but I'm going to try and do it anyway. Kicks off this Thursday night at the Bedford Playhouse at 7 p.m. with Annabelle Moynihan. So if you live anywhere near Bedford, New York, there are still some tickets left. Come and do that. Also in New York City on Friday, I'll be with Ariana Huffington at Girls Right Now, which is a nonprofit and is amazing, and it helps encourage literacy in younger girls from underprivileged backgrounds. So that is Friday. And then Sunday, I will be at Newtonville Books, right across the street from the store at a place called Thistle in Leek, where I will be in conversation with Hannah Halperin, and I'm going to be signing books all over town. And then Tuesday, I will be at PNT Knitwear downtown in New York City. So those are my first few events. And if you can, come to one of those, and I will keep you updated. Okay, here's a little preview of Blank, Chapter 1. Mom, look. Zoe, are you okay? It was the middle of the night, and I had just woken up to a cell phone being shoved in front of my face. Great. Now I'd never fall back asleep. Well, at least I could start writing early. I told you they were getting together. See? I knew he didn't like me. What time is it? I struggled to sit up in the dark. Look. See his hand on her back? Whose hand? Just look. I fumbled for and grabbed my reading glasses off the stack of books on my bedside table, slid them on, and looked at the Instagram post of two canoodling teens. When the kids were little, I was sure my sleepless nights would soon be over for good. Not a chance. At age 15, Zoe still seemed to have no grasp of the distinction between night and day and the fact that other people needed to sleep. Or maybe she just didn't care. Plus, now that they could sleep, I couldn't. Aging is so much fun. Okay, fine. Yes, it looks like they're together. She gasped. It looks like they're together? Yes, isn't that what you wanted me to say? No, I wanted you to tell me I was being crazy, that Todd was still into me. I sighed, tossed my glasses on the books, and fell back on my pillow. I can't win. Why even ask me? I think I told my mother about literally one boy I liked at your age. Well, I wouldn't tell Gigi anything either. My mother, Joan, was a character, deeply consumed with her own Michigas. She was perpetually clad in Palm Springs, mid-century modern caftans, ice clinking in a lowball glass as she wandered from room to room. Her two chihuahuas were always scampering after her, my stepfather, Seymour, not too far behind. Could the two of you just be quiet? Ethan groaned. Zoe, no one's ever going to like you, and you'll die alone. Is that what you want us to say? I pretend smacked Ethan, perhaps a little too hard. Ouch! Dad! Zoe, he's kidding, but go back to bed. Please, get some rest, sweetie. You have school tomorrow. Fine, but I'm commenting on this post so the two of them know I know. Look, if this guy isn't into you, he's a moron, Ethan said. You should just move on. His loss. Now that my eyes had adjusted to the dark, I could see Zoe stomping out in her favorite tie-dye t-shirt and influencer famous joggers, twisting her long, stick-straight, light brown hair into a messy bun. Usually she wore giant sweatshirts. All styles were inexplicably referred to as hoodies, to hide her petite athletic body. The swooshing sounds of outgoing text messages trailed her down the hallway. We should take that phone away, Ethan mumbled. I said, pulling the covers back up. You're right. Ethan rolled over and was snoring again within seconds. How is that even physically possible? I glanced over and saw the top of his familiar faded blue and white striped jammies worn almost translucent over the years. He refused to replace them. Why waste money? His formerly thick, wavy brown hair was now infused with a few shocks of gray and was thinning, not that we could ever acknowledge it to each other. I just kept sweeping the hairs off the bathroom floor, the pillows, even the toilet seat. After 17 years together, I knew which buttons of his to avoid pushing. His blue eyes, now closed, were paired with seriously long and highly enviable eyelashes that our son Max had inherited, along with his dimples. Not that Ethan had smiled much lately. I sighed deeply, my eyes open like a cat in the nighttime, even though I knew I should be sleeping. I knew it. I was wide awake and it was only 3:14 a.m. I scanned the ceiling for cracks as I went back to worrying about my book. My novel was 3 years overdue. Years. How could I possibly follow up Poppies with something I was proud of? Poppies, my debut novel about an heiress forced to navigate the 2008 housing crisis by selling all her Hermes purses and uniting a tribe of underutilized women, had been an unexpected bestseller. And then it was made into a film and won an Academy Award. For best sound mixing, yes, but whatever. Poppies had become a cult hit among a certain social set, and in Hollywood currency, I'd made it. A slam dunk from a debut author, claimed Vanity Fair. Pippa Jones is the voice of a generation. Sales sped along, women toting their Birkins to readings, tittering about the plot in their book clubs for which they each bought two copies because why not? It was enough for my book to earn out its admittedly meager advance and start paying me royalties, a few cents for every book sold, which really added up. It added up enough, that is, for me to finally pay for highlights, instead of dipping into Ethan's savings from his career as a child actor, a rapidly draining pot. Ethan had told me long ago that his wife going gray wasn't something he'd be cool with, despite the dwindling strands atop his head. My longtime literary agent, Lily, had been thrilled by the success of Poppies. At least, I think she was thrilled. Her face didn't move that much with all the fillers. When she smiled, she looked like some sort of frozen fish trying to escape from a net. A blonde net. Not that it mattered, because I almost never saw her in person. She definitely sounded happy when she called from her vintage Saab to tell me Poppies had hit the New York Times bestseller list, called The List. But my bespeckled, tattooed New York editor, Sidoni, had been truly over the moon from day one. She'd dreamed of it being optioned and made into a movie starring one-name celebrities I'd never heard of. Cyrano's, Mayhew, Persephone. Mayhew? When did everyone get so young and famous? Sidoni and her wife, the Australian guitarist Jade, had sat in the front row of the premiere. Naturally. But now the dust had settled. After the movie left theaters, my publisher Driftwood basically forgot about me. One of their other titles had been chosen as a big book club pick, and the third book from one of their beloved thriller authors was coming out. Yes, my hit was great, but it was a single. I hadn't proven myself with a home run yet, and apparently it wasn't enough to keep their eyes on me. But that's what happens in publishing. Today's darling quickly becomes tomorrow's doorstop, and those authors whose books came out and barely sold? Forget it. Of course, many of those overlooked books are amazing, spectacular even. Like a lost child at a crowded festival, a debut novelist could simply disappear, blending in with the background. It wasn't fair. It wasn't fair that talent didn't equate success, that some wildly popular authors weren't the best at their craft, whereas some gifted novelists sold like 2 copies of their book to their parents. Poppy's disappeared from the list, like a one-night stand slinking out the door the next morning, still buckling his belt. The fireworks had dissolved into mere clouds of smoke. All the excited emails from Brittany, my publicist, had stopped coming in except for a few errant newbie podcasters throwing their hats in the PR ring. Never say no, Brittany advised. Nobody cared about Poppy's or me anymore. They were on to the next big thing. Hot Summer Reads, Lily Open's new novel, the film adaptation of The Grasshopper. I was yesterday's news. Not even, like, last decade's news. Unless I could write myself back into the narrative, I was destined to be a one-hit wonder. I wouldn't have minded as much if we had, well, everlasting financial security. But with Ethan's theater producer job not exactly bringing in the big bucks, there are like 3 plays a year in LA, and with my writing stalling, it was tough paying 2 private school tuitions and everything else. I mean, I guess I didn't have to send them to private school. The advance on my new book from 3 years ago, poof, I used it to turn the kitchen pantry into my writing office. Thanks to Ethan's residual income, we could lead our very privileged upper-middle-class life, but we were towing the line constantly, spending heavily on all the trappings seemingly required of it. Summer camp, school auction, vacations that hit us hard. We didn't have endless reserves like many of our peers, and despite how fortunate we were, there was always an undercurrent of tension. My writing income helped, but one book wouldn't cut it to maintain this lifestyle forever. When would it run out? And what then?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As kids get older, some things about parenting can get easier. I mean, not many, but some. But others don't, like having conversations about money. Point is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it, and that is where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills. With the Greenlight app, kids can learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely thanks to games that teach money skills in a fun and accessible way. I got Greenlight debit cards for my kids. The greatest thing, you can actually add their photos that take up half the card. So when I handed the cards to the kids, they were like, this is so exciting. So they look great. Unfortunately, I only put the required 2 cents on at the beginning to make sure they worked. So the kids were like, well, what should I spend my 2 cents on? Anyway, millions of parents and kids are learning about money on Greenlight. It's the easy, convenient way for parents to raise financially smart kids and families to navigate life together. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/Zibby. That's greenlight.com/Zibby to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/Zibby. Zibby.
I turned onto my side and curled into a ball, my arms hugging my knees to my chest. My eyes were wide open like I just had a jolt of epinephrine. Should I read? And wait, what was that on Ethan's pillow? I inched closer to his side, propped myself up on my elbow, and examined the many hairs that had taken up residence on his pillow. The hair loss must be killing him. And yet, he was plenty happy weighing in on my hair color. Really, the nerve. Honestly, I didn't care. I just didn't love the whole double standard thing. And yes, those were his hairs, all right. He looked so sweet when he was asleep. If only it would stay that way. Tossing and turning wasn't helping anything. I was just getting more anxious. Okay, time for a quick Instagram check. What was everyone else up to? And how was my account doing? Or rather, accounts. I imagined throngs of women my age, underneath the covers in the dead of night, scrolling mindlessly. Many of us used to be up at this hour nursing, comforting crying kids, depositing errant dollar bills as tooth fairies. Now we were all awake, our kids out cold in messy rooms down the hall, our minds spinning, hormones toying with us. Oh yeah? You think you can sleep now? They taunted. I'd started doing something else, something secret, salacious, and totally time-consuming. I'd launched an underground Instagram account documenting the hidden parts of luxurious houses on the market in LA. That kind of writing I could do easily. Captions? Pithy. Fun. Like Ruth Reichel was for restaurants, anonymously dining in disguise to review the latest hotspots, I was the undercover real estate whisperer. If there was an open house in the LA area, I was there, taking pictures, posting, adding funny comments. Real estate brokers often joked about me. I'd even been called out on the hit reality show Brentwood Brokers. One real estate agent said to the other, "I hope at Open House Bandit doesn't strike again. I need people to love my new listing." I'd watched that episode on the couch next to Ethan, who was busy on his phone the whole time, and exclaimed, "No way!" pitching forward to get closer to the screen. "What?" Ethan had asked, not looking up. "Nothing, nothing," I'd said, sinking back. But it was amazing. I just smiled to myself and kept watching, pulling the cozy cream chenille blanket on top of me. If only I could monetize that without revealing my identity. For whatever reason, I loved sneaking into strangers' homes, trying to figure out their stories. My old therapist would have had a field day with that, searching for a home, given my own fractured family. But boy, was I a sucker for wallpaper. Turned out I wasn't the only one obsessed. My 710,000 followers watched my every move. I didn't tell anyone it was me. Not Ethan, not my kids, not even Kelly, Gabriella, and Josie, my three best friends from college. We still talked all the time and got together once a month for virtual book club. It was the only thing that made me feel like me, when every other part of me was wrapped up in being a wife, mom, daughter, non-writing author, and former big deal. Who else was I? Apparently, a witty, luxury home connoisseur who could spot a four-bedroom with space for a powder room from a mile away. And that was the first chapter. What do you think? Did it make you want to keep reading? I hope that you will all order blank, because it's coming out on Friday. And I hope you will go to your local independent bookstore and ask them to get some copies in so you can buy one and go pick it up. And it is worth the wait, because when we authors sell books at independent bookstores, it helps for so many reasons, including giving us better relationships with those indies and having more faith in us. So go to your local indies, request the book. You can also order it online from wherever, and get ready for a fun week of blank episodes. Only a few days left till launch. I am freaking out. Thanks for listening to this episode of Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Zibby Owens and at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. Also sign up for my newsletter at ZibbyOwens.com and sign up for my virtual book club and meet lots of authors on Zoom every other week. Thanks so much to Steve and Ryan at Texture Sound for the sound editing. And thank you to Morning Moon Productions for providing this fantastic intro and outro music.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.